I'm going to invite our kids to, are they going back? Are they, were we going to do the kids grateful, Grams? Kids, we'd like to say thank you to you, so come here for just a minute, would you please? Hey, Kyle, would you do me a favor? Would you grab me one of those chairs out of the closet back there? One of those stand-up, fold-up chairs. Deborah, come on up here. Spencer, would you... Deborah's going to...
Do you have that paper?
I do. I have it right here. Here you go. We want to make... Would you grab one of those chairs as well? So Deborah's going to stay up here with me for a little bit today. Kiddos, we want to say thank you to you. We're so grateful that God has put all of you in our lives as moms and dads and in our lives as a church family. We're just going to name your names, and we want to say a big thank you to you. And the kids, by the way, we're going to see some of their grateful grams here in just a minute. But we just want to say thankful to you, say thanks to you, Ellie and Addie Toivonen. We love you, girls. We thank you so much for being the kind, sweet, good-hearted young women that you are. Peyton, Lucas, and Isaac Sterniza. I don't think they were able to be here today, but we love the Sterniza kiddos very much. Trevor, Sydney, and Ryan. There's Trevor. Trevor was one of the very first ones to turn in a grateful gram. I love this little guy. He's such a helper in the mornings when he comes with his dad, helps us set up. And we love your little sisters, too. And Landon, Emmeline, Isaac... Of course, you know your mommy and daddy love you, but I know there's lots of other people here who love you guys very much. Mac and Kiki. Did I see Kiki here earlier? No? Mac and Kiki Steele. Brandon, Logan, and Morgan. Did they already head back? Or are they? They're sleep. They're sick. Sleeping. Okay. Well, we love the Rydell kiddos. Grayson, I know you're here. Where's Grayson? He already went back. Okay. Caleb Calloway, Lathan Bonema, Delilah Holden, Garrett Bonema, Caden Mayer, Trent and Tegan Feaster, Elliot Mason, Aubrey, Matthew Algier, and little Dorothy, baby Dorothy, Sean and Timmy Nolan. Now, in case you were counting, which you probably weren't, but I just named 31 kids who at any given Sunday, and Miles and Blake, yes, Walker, I just named 33 kids that on any given Sunday could be here. Now, we know colds happen, sickness happens, vacations happen. They can't all be here, just like us grown-ups can't all be here. Every Sunday, but any given Sunday, we could expect to see any of these kids here with us. Grown-ups, listen, you don't need to be told just how precious these kids are. And I just want to remind you and encourage you as a pastor who talks and meets every week with several pastors, there are pastors out there who would just love to have even half, even a third that many kids in their church. Any kids. And we are just very blessed as a church family, kiddos, to have you as part of our life as a church. Okay? We love you, and we want very much to see you continue to grow, continue to learn, continue to put your faith in Jesus and to obey Him every day of your lives. And we moms and dads get the great privilege of helping you do that day to day, but we as a church family, just really count it an honor to week in and week out have you here with us, learning and growing with us. So we love you, and you are dismissed, okay? You can go to your class with Miss Sarah now. And Miss Sarah, Miss Deborah, Miss Martha is already back in the preschool area today. Our nursery, who's in nursery this morning?
We
don't have any nursery kiddos today? Okay. But anyways, folks, listen, we have an awesome team of kids workers, and that's a team that can always use more. We have some people who are being trained in the elementary class, and I know that any one of those areas, nursery, preschool, elementary, would love to hear from you if you are interested and available to help serve and teach our kids and disciple them in the faith on Sundays. So Deborah and I wanted to take some time today just to say thank you to all of you, and we're going to do that in a moment. But I wanted to scroll through some grateful grams. These were some of the yellow cards that you turned in, and some of the kids, they come first, and they've been able to articulate with some help things that they're grateful for. Emmeline says, I'm grateful for people that can come to church and learn about God. Kiki says, I'm grateful for my dad, mom, and it's because I love them, and they give me food and water and a house. That's good stuff, Kiki. Good stuff to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my friends and family. They are always supportive of my ideas and actions. Timmy Nolan. Landon says, I'm thankful for my family. Ellie says, I'm thankful for my papa getting better and my sleep over at his house. That's great. Well, is there a couple more of the kiddos? Isaac says, I'm thankful for my brother Landon. He wrote it down, so we have that in writing. We may not always see that lived out in the home, but he has gone on record as being thankful for his brother. Yes, I do. We have some late additions here that were written out. Brandon Rydell says he loves Bridge Church because Bridge Church allows me to learn about God and God's Word. Thankful for all the people who serve. Tell him the story about Brandon. He's not here to blush.
A couple weeks ago in the mail, I got a card from Brandon just telling me that he was so appreciative that he's allowed to come in the back and for teaching him and how much he learns about God back there. And that was really cool. Kara told me that he had an assignment at school to write a thank you note to someone not in his family. And he picked me, which was really special and meant a lot.
So. Uncoerced. He just picked Deborah. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Trevor says, I'm thankful for a Bridge Church pastor who teaches us about God and the Bible. Logan, Brandon's younger brother, says, everyone who comes to church to learn about God. Morgan, Logan and Brandon's younger sister, says that we get to be inside to learn about God where it is warm. Yeah, that's cute, you know. But you know what? That's reality. We had a missionary moment here a while back about some missionaries in Mongolia. You know what? That's a cold place. And they're planting churches there. And those people live in tents. And they're outside, exposed a lot in the cold. And it's just pretty awesome that we get to come inside and learn about God where it's warm. Isaac says, my dad that preaches. I don't see names by these down here, but Deborah might be able to.
Just some collective ones that they said all together. They're thankful that we get to sing at church and play in the gym. They're thankful for sports camp that teaches other kids about God, too. They're thankful that they got to go to Centra Kid. Addie is thankful that we get to color at church. And they're also thankful for fun events we do, like the Fall Festival, Easter Egg Hunt, the Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child Packing Party. So they love our church, and I hear that a lot, and it makes my heart happy, and they're a joy to get to serve and to get to teach every week.
Amen. Well, we've got some thank yous from some grown-ups that we'd like to share as well. Anonymous says, for Martha's servant heart, and this is not the Martha in the Bible, though she is a great servant like the Martha in the Bible, Martha Lang. She does so much for our little guys and gals, and she's doing that right now. And oh, no, wait, she's out here. She came. She is here. You are loved, Martha. She serves in many different ways, and that is true. Julie Calloway, anonymous again. I know who anonymous is, by the way, but they didn't sign their card, so I won't out them. Julie Calloway does so many small things behind the scenes. Even while Jeff was in recovery, she prepped material, that's Sunday school material, and helped where she could. Servant's heart alert, exclamation point. Ruth Ortiz says, people are friendly and welcome newcomers and older folks all the time. I love that about our church. All right, looks like the font, this might be a two-screen, a two-pager here. We are thankful to Bridge and everyone here. When me and Jeremy decided to find a church for us elsewhere, people still came, that is, people from Bridge Church, still came to things in our life, helped with our pregnancy, our wedding, even in hard times. Bridge Church is more than a church. Thankful. Well, that must have got messed up. Jumped ahead. That was a thank you from Brittany Feeney. Well, I still do that sometimes. Brittany Lang. Might even still be in my phone as Brittany Lang. We are thankful to Bridge and everyone here. Oh, that's the one we already saw. Okay, keep going. We love you, Jeremy and Brittany. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to another anonymous one. Thankful to God for his son Jesus and the salvation he brings. To Bridge Church because of the loving families that are part of our lives. Another cutoff one from Katie. Katie and I have a lot going on. Wide spectrum of emotions, joy, stress, anxiety, and persecution. Above all, I'm thankful for God's love and preservation. He always comes through for his children and does what's best for us. And Spencer goes on to outline some of the ways that God has been blessing them. He's got a new job this past year. They've purchased their first home. There it is. And are remodeling it and are expecting their first child. So praise the Lord for all those things, Spence. Thanks for sharing that. Another, and I know it's a long one too. From Tom, I'm thankful because without God and his grace, through his son, I would still be empty. I would still be lost, separated from him. He's given me the appreciation of his word. Without his word, I would still be empty. His word helps me know him more, keeping my faith strong. I'm thankful for Bridge because his word is spoken every Sunday. Without it, Bridge would be an empty church. I'm thankful for Bridge because we love others and love God. May the Lord continue to bless Bridge Church. Jeff, did you have one? You wanted to hand me one this morning. You want to say it out loud? Here, I'm going to send this microphone around, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. Thankful for a church and pastor that preaches the word, for people who have been family. Thankful for healing. Thankful for answered prayer. Thankful for waiting. It's kind of hard to be thankful in that waiting place, isn't it? Or you're waiting on something. I'd like to just give you all an opportunity. I'll send the mic your way. Anyone want to say thank you aloud here to anyone, for anyone or anything?
I'm just thankful for Bridge Church. When I lived in North Carolina, I was starting to get more serious about my faith. I didn't have a home church, and it's much different. So I've been here for about a little over 3 years now. I'm very thankful and grateful that God, you know, showed me this church.
It's awesome. We love you, Kyle. We've got some more that we're going to read together here in just a minute. Who else? Who else would like to share? Greg, thank you.
I'm also very thankful for this church. The church that I used to be a part of had fallen apart, and we were without a church home, and it was going through churches and finding a place where I could comfortably take my family that I knew that they would be taken care of. It was really important to me, and this was really one of the only places that we've been to that it's like, I can let my kids run around, and I don't have to worry about what they're being taught. I don't have to worry about anything that's going on in any of the Sunday schools. I don't have to worry about the pastor going off on an unnecessary tangent on something completely irrelevant. It's like, I'm going to get the Bible here, and that's all I really want, need. And that's all my family needs, so I'm really thankful for that. So,
appreciate that. Thankful for you, Greg. Somebody else? Katie.
I'm very thankful for Darren and Deborah. Over the years, I've been here since I was 11.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful for the growth and the memories and how much I've grown since I was young.
Amen. Somebody else. Tom.
I'd like to thank all the people who serve behind the scenes. A lot of people don't like to be in the forefront, and there's a lot of people that serve behind the scenes that don't like to be acknowledged, like Matt and Nate. They serve behind the scenes. They don't like to be acknowledged. But there's many, many people that serve behind the scenes, and the Lord has blessed us with people with loving and kind hearts and a servant's heart that want to serve him, and they don't like to be noticed. So there's a lot of people that do that, and I'd like to thank them. And even all the teachers in the back and the people in the nursery, very thankful for them. And I'm also thankful for Darren and Deborah for being role model people, godly people in our lives that can show us, their love for Christ. And that is something that is truly to be thankful for.
Thank you, Tom. Anyone else before we share a little bit more? And we can do more of this in a minute, but Deborah and I wanted to... Here you go.
I mean, you can read them off.
Yeah. We're going to kind of go back and forth and read these. We composed this via voice recording on Deborah's cell phone on our drive back from Cincinnati yesterday. Probably about 4.5 hours were spent just going through. We first went and tried to go alphabetically of all the people in our church and just go person by person, family by family, and record things that we're thankful for so we would have something to say to you and to share with you. We feel very loved. We get words of encouragement. And I appreciate all of you saying those very kind things today to Deborah and I. But I feel like we don't get or don't take opportunity often enough to really just go person to person and say thank you and why we're thankful for you. And that's probably a problem for all pastors, I would say, is we are all supported and held up and encouraged in ways that we don't even see so much of the time. By people serving in small ways and large, and we just wanted to have an opportunity to say thank you. So we're just going to go. We started out alphabetically, and then along the way, we got kind of out of order, so don't pay any attention to that. We're just going to try to hit everyone, and I'm looking out, and I think we've about got everybody. Yeah, covered here. Some that aren't able to be here today. Paul and Peggy Algier, we are just so grateful to them for their kind and giving hearts. You all know Paul and Peggy. They are the parents of now 4 awesome kids, and they are taking care of a little baby girl who is related to the little boy, Matthew, that they adopted. And she has had a lot of significant health issues. We're just so thankful for their willingness to take in kids who need a home and to show them God's love while they're in their home. And they've been foster parents to many other kids that are now with other families over the last 3 to 4 years. And so we're just thankful for the Algiers. You want to just kind of go every other here?
Nancy Bonema, your grace in times of personal and family sadness or struggle, as well as your faithful prayers and encouragement to us, have been a steadying factor over the years are so appreciated.
We love Nancy. Teresa Bonema, we want to thank you for your tender heart, for your kind and willing spirit. Teresa is just someone who's always willing to jump in and help whenever and however needed, without asking a lot of questions, just someone who's a servant. I want to do this one as well. He's not able to be here today, but Adam Bonema, Teresa's daughter, Nancy's grandson. I'm just so thankful for Adam. If you don't know Adam, Adam's a businessman. He's a mechanic. And, you know, I have a couple of honest, good mechanics in my life, Tom and Adam. And I'm so grateful to know these men, to know that they're going to do the work that needs to be done for a fair price, and that I and my family can drive around in cars that are functional. Adam's been fixing our cars for several years now. I'm just grateful for him. Matt Charlton has a work schedule as a truck driver that really makes it hard for him to be here consistently on Sunday. But I want to just say thanks to Matt for making the effort to come whenever he can, whenever his work schedule allows him that, and to bring his little 3-4-year-old, is he four now, Noah? Three, almost four, son Noah with him when he comes. It was good to see Samantha here as well at the Fall Festival. I'm thankful to Matt for that kind and caring heart he has and his willingness to share the gospel with the people that he works with, and to text me when he's got someone really heavy on his heart and ask me to pray with him for people. This means a lot.
Jeff and Julie Calloway, there isn't enough paper or time to go into all the ways and reasons we are thankful, but we thank you for having the vision for a new church in Perry 13 years ago and for giving Darren and I the chance to start our marriage and life together in ministry. Thank you also for being consistent encouragers during the ups and downs of ministry life, and for living out a faithful witness to the grace and power of God during your own seasons of difficulty.
Yeah. I love you guys. Carlos, what an amazing thing to just watch you over these last 4 or 5 years. How many years? It was 5 years now? 6 years. 6 years, Carlos. You came to America not just to live and work and go to college, but we're so thankful that in the course of your time here, you came to a saving faith in Jesus, and we want to thank you for your servant heart, for your a heart that's always willing to lend a hand, big projects, small projects, someone who's willing to use his creative talents and abilities to spread the gospel. Carlos, for the last 3 or 4 years, has designed our sports camp t-shirts. He helps with media. He helps with setup and tear down on Sunday mornings. Carlos, we just thank you. Kids ministry, yeah. Thank you for that.
Addie Duncan, we are thankful for your kind heart and the love that you have showed people of this church, especially the children.
Especially our kids. Addie, you've been a babysitter for us, as has your big sister many, many times. Brittany and Jeremy, we're thankful for you guys. Thanks for that grateful gram that you shared. We're thankful for your sincere and deep desire to grow as disciples, to dig deeply into God's Word. And we want to thank you for committing to raise your son, Grayson, in the context of a local church family. We love you guys. Annette and Dave, we're thankful for you guys. We haven't gotten to know you super well yet, but we thank you for coming to our worship services, being here on Sundays and to special events. We hope that our friendship and our fellowship with you will grow and deepen in the days to come. You want to do Mike and Susie?
Mike and Susie Gridley, we appreciate your willingness to engage people whenever and wherever the Lord puts them in your path and on our hearts in compassion and gospel conversation. Thank you, Susie, for using your creative talents at sports camp every year, and to Mike for being a consistent helper on our counting team and making bank deposits. This stuff has to get done, and we thank you for helping to do it.
Love you guys. Okay. All right. Let's hear it. This is from Susie. She's home today with Mike, not feeling super well, but she has a grateful grand.
Okay, so my mom shared, she's like, can you share this? I'm thankful for a church that can meet the special needs of their members. I'm very thankful that I can be at church virtually, even when my health doesn't let me be physically present. Thank you for providing alternate ways to stay connected.
You're welcome. We love you, Susie and Mike. Next, Greg and Sterling. When so many young people today want everything just kind of handed to them and have this kind of entitlement mentality, we are thankful to you for having a good work ethic, for modeling to your kids the priority of consistently participating in the life of your church, not just on Sunday morning. Greg, I appreciate your hunger for truth. I appreciate your, and not just on Sunday morning, but in our men's group and discipleship settings, I appreciate your willingness to use your musical talent to help lead us in worship on Sundays. You want to say something?
And Sterling, I'm thankful for your willingness to serve your children and the kids in our church by teaching them God's word and your desire to grow as a disciple of Christ.
Yeah. Love you guys.
I said that one makes more sense from you.
Okay. She says, this one makes more sense from me. Thank you, Stephen and Emily, for the honor of getting to counsel you and perform your wedding this past summer and fall. I'm thankful that the Lord brought you two together and hope that he will root you very deeply in our as a new family in our church for many years to come as you grow together and as you raise Caleb to be a godly young man. We love you guys. I'm thankful for you. Yep.
Tom and Martha, of all the many words that come to our mind when we think of you, the one that rises to the top is steadfast. We are so thankful for your steadfast love for the Lord, your steadfast love for our church, and your steadfast love for us as a family. We are grateful for the model of servanthood you have passed down generationally, not only to your biological children, but to other spiritual descendants throughout your journey as Christians and over the life of our church.
Tracy Lilly was not able to be here today, but Tracy, you have a very kind heart, and you've been very willing to help in many ways over the years, whether it be helping with special outreaches or snuggling babies in our nursery so that their parents can be in the worship service without distraction. We are thankful for you, sister, and we love you. Spencer and Katie, from childhood till now, we're thankful to have watched you both grow in the Lord, grow in love, and we're excited to watch you grow into the new role of parents in the coming year. Most importantly, we're thankful to have seen you both grow in the ways you let yourself be used, the ways that you offer yourselves as servants in the context of this church family. Thank you for valuing disciple making as a priority. Thank you for serving. Thank you for bringing ideas, and just thanks for being available. We love you.
Carrie Mayer, we are thankful for your sweet and kind spirit, your willingness to help out whenever asked, even if it means going to camp for a week at the last minute with a bunch of crazy kids and your crazy pastor.
She was Mama Carrie on at Centra Kid Camp this summer, and we're so grateful for you, sister. Patrick, we're really thankful that God brought you and Beth into our church so many years ago. We're thankful for all that Beth did to serve our body, from just faithful prayer to playing the piano to leading Bible studies. We're thankful that despite her passing, you've stayed and you've continued to just be an encourager to our family and to help keep me on time and on my toes.
You try anyway.
What would I do without you? Love you, brother. Alice and Ruth Ortiz. Time and age may slow down the body and may make getting out and getting about more difficult, but we are thankful for your prayers for our family and for our church, for the encouraging spirit that you bring to our church. Miss Alice, we're so thankful for your faithfulness in serving the local church, not just our church, but every church. Wherever God has led you and your family over your long marriage and over your long life, we're better as a church because of you. And we're better because of your wise and humble example. We love you.
Rachel Feaster, thank you for allowing your kids to go to Center Camp with us this past summer, and thank you for being willing to help out whenever you're asked, whether it be a ladies' tea or sports camp. We appreciate your serving.
Joe and Kara, how awesome it is to witness the Holy Spirit at work in both of your lives. Getting to baptize you both a few years ago was just an awesome moment. Watching you grow in your faith and in your desire to be committed followers of Christ. Something that Deborah has gotten to see up close in your life, Kara, and Tom, as he disciples Joe, has gotten to see that, be part of that up close. We're thankful for your desire to know and understand God's Word, to ask the hard questions. And we're thankful that you're instilling that desire in your kids, as Brandon's kind word of thanks to Deborah demonstrates. Thankful for you guys.
Matt and Sarah Toivonen, from social media to the sound system, from money management to elementary school ministry, we can't tell you how thankful we are for your willingness to be used and to serve our church family behind the scenes in so many ways.
That's Matt right back there, by the way. He's trying to hide behind the screen, but brother, you are loved, and so is your wife. We're so thankful for you guys. Kyle Pesek, as a soldier in America's Army, you demonstrated commitment to something bigger than yourself. And as a soldier now in Christ's Army, we've seen you set yourself aside and put others first in more important ways and for an infinitely more important cause. We're thankful for your heart, brother. We're thankful that you're ready to serve whenever, wherever, however is needed, and for a willingness to be a friend and a witness to those around you. Kyle's somebody that doesn't know a stranger, and if he does, it's not for very long. And we just thank you for that friendly spirit, brother.
Greg and Christine Stranisa. Greg and Christine, few families in our church have faced the level of health crisis that you faced last year with Greg's cancer. We are thankful for how you faced it together with faith, with courage, and with a dependence upon and devotion to your church family all the way. You have set and continue to set a great example of faith for your three awesome kids. May the Lord continue to manifest his mercy in your lives.
Mark, we're thankful for the example you're setting for your kids, the example of keeping God a priority in your life, even in the midst of painful trials. We're so thankful for using your willingness to use your drum playing skills to help coach kids during sports camp, to help install doors with safety windows in them back here in our classrooms. You guys just, there are so many people who serve in so many unseen, unrecognized ways. And Mark, you're one of those. We just thank you for that. Go ahead.
Bob and Kathy Walker, we are thankful for your kind and generous spirits, for being helpful and available to coach tennis during sports camp and to offer hospitality, for inviting friends and making guests feel welcome in our church. We appreciate how you've encouraged and supported us over the years with all kinds of simple, thoughtful gifts, unexpected acts of kindness that remind us that we are loved and appreciated. We're also grateful for your commitment to make sure your grandsons are taught God's word and a part of our local church body.
Nate Weintz. Nate, I'm thankful for your love for God's word. Nate's another one that's hiding back there. If you know Nate, you know he's not a real out loud, outspoken type personality. But listen, brother, that quiet, unassuming exterior hides a mind that's full of insight. In one of our meetings last year, you made a comment to me that just grabbed me. And I had to write it down. And I dug up the notebook that I wrote it down in this morning so I could have it. I don't remember the exact context of the conversation that day, but I wrote it down. You said, "It might be heavy, but it's not as heavy as the cross." And so I don't remember what exactly heavy thing was we were talking about, But whatever it is that's heavy in your life, it's not as heavy as the cross. And Nate, I just thank you for that. That's been an encouraging word to me ever since you said it. Keep sharing those insights, brother. Keep finding ways to encourage others. Thanks also for helping our Sunday service be an engaging environment where people can engage with eternal truth through the lyrics and the media, and for all the time you spend in preserving our sermons, the audio from our sermons, and putting those on our website. That's a big job. It's a tedious, time-consuming process, and I appreciate you, brother.
Trisha Tucker, yours is a genuinely kind spirit. Thanks for your love for God and for wanting to be a part of Bridge Church, even when work often keeps you from our Sunday gathering.
And Jen Belcher, we're thankful for you, for your sweet spirit, the joy that you bring with you whenever and to whomever you're around. Several of these people that we've named are not here today, and there are many others who have come and who have gone from our church family over the years, who've served and who've left positive imprints on our fellowship, and we're grateful to God for every one of them. We're grateful to God for every family, every person who's ever been part of this church since 2006. We wish them well. We desire and pray for their continued participation and service wherever God has them, wherever, whatever part of His body they are in and fellowshipping with right now. We just pray that God would continue to use you, and we're thankful for you. Who'd we miss? I think we got everyone who's a member, a regular attender here. We're so thankful to have some visitors here with us today. This is not a normal Sunday, just FYI. We started last Sunday looking at Psalm 118 and the first part of that psalm. And in the next few minutes, I just want to together read, if you have a Bible and can get that in front of you. Thanks, babe. Open up to Psalm 118. We're going to go back to it. I'm going to just lay this on the music stand because I don't trust that clip. We're going to read Psalm 118 beginning in verse 17. And just kind of talk through it for the next few minutes. It's a psalm of thanks, as are many of the psalms. And you recall that the psalm begins and ends with the phrase, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." The God that we serve, the God that we know, the God that has revealed Himself in Scripture, in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible, is God who is a God of love. He is His steadfast love, His chesed, endures forever. It doesn't end. It doesn't diminish. It doesn't have a half-life. It doesn't have a shelf life. It doesn't deteriorate. It endures forever. It's durable. And we're all the beneficiaries of that love today, the recipients of that mercy. And as we progress through the first 16 verses of Psalm 118 last week, we noticed that towards the end there, in verse 15, the psalm began to get very personal in terms of a person it was describing. Of course, we know it's talking about God, but the psalmist began to refer to the right hand of the Lord, the right hand of the I Am God. And of course, we know that Jesus, the Son of God, the great I Am, the Emmanuel, God with us, that we read about in Isaiah 9 this morning, He is that right hand. He sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven. The right hand, that's most of us, we are right-handed, right? It's the strong hand, it's the hand of power, the hand of authority, and that is Jesus. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord doesn't need to be exalted. He is exalted because he is God in the flesh. He is God's Son, Jesus. But he exalts. So what or whom would he exalt? Well, he would exalt everyone he has saved, right? All those who are redeemed. He exalts and does valiantly on their behalf. And so we look at verse 17 and following, and where the psalmist writes this. And again, this is a song. This was a congregational hymn of praise. It was sung by Israel. He says, I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. I remember as a young man, our church would often host an evangelist by the name of Richard Koss. I haven't kept up with Brother Koss, but he was a criminal, a hardened criminal, drugs, all kinds of organized crime and stuff that he was involved in. But in prison, he gave his life to the Lord under the witness of some deacons from a local Baptist church. And his conversion, his transformation was so dramatic. While he was incarcerated, he began to have an influence on other prisoners for the good. And it got all the way to the attention of President Gerald Ford. And many of you remember President Ford was well known for his pardons, most famously, of course, pardoning his predecessor, Richard Nixon. Well, he pardoned a bunch of other people, and one of them that he pardoned was a guy named Richard Koss. And so once he was pardoned, Brother Koss began this ministry and would often go into prisons, not just traveling from church to church, but prison to prison. And one of the places that he talked about going was death row. And as a kid, that was just very intriguing to me to hear about someone who is talking to killers, rapists, people who have committed capital crimes and are awaiting capital punishment. And he would say, and I believe it, that a good many, if not a majority, of the people that he talked with on death row were born again, had become born again, had come in coming face to face with their sin and with the consequences of their sin, and with the very coming reality of their death, had decided that Jesus was their only hope. And when we read a verse like, I shall not die, but I shall live, that is the first thought that came to my mind. You know what? Each and every one of us has committed capital crimes. We may not have murdered anyone. We may not have committed treason against our government. But against the holy God of the universe, every sin is a capital crime. Every sin is deserving of punishment, of death. And so when the psalmist writes this, he's not writing for just himself or for some select group of really bad people who have come under a sentence of death. He's writing this for everyone. And only those who have received gladly and gratefully the gift of God of a pardon are those who can say and sing, I shall not die, but I shall live. It's very John 3:16 like, isn't it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, should not die, but should have everlasting life. And why? You have to ask why. Do you think Richard Koss had some appreciation for and gratitude towards President Ford? I think so. But I can tell you right now, he had the most appreciation for the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he heard about through the witness of those deacons, And whether he had gotten that presidential pardon or not, I believe he would, if he were still in prison, be sharing the gospel continually, faithfully to this day with other prisoners. You know what? You and I, in a sense, as we continue on in these bodies, we are, in a sense, still prisoners. Prisoners in bodies of flesh. Bodies that are temptable. Bodies that are corruptible. And so we have this shackling us. But we have a redemption of our soul, of our eternal parts, that is complete and that is thorough and that truly sets us free to be able to say, I shall not die, but I shall live, and not be lying when we say it. Even though this body is going to die, we know that. But we can sing this in full honesty. I shall not die, but I shall live, so that I can recount the deeds of the Lord. I shall not die, but I shall live, in order to recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. And thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, or more specifically in Hebrew, has become the head of the corner. Right? The most important part of any foundation is the corner, the cornerstone. It anchors everything. It gives everything else its proper shape. It keeps everything square. And the stone that the builders rejected, that's language that Jesus used. He took that right out of the Old Testament and applied it to himself and to those scribes and Pharisees, those builders. They rejected God's cornerstone. But the stone was laid anyway. And God laid it. And it's become the piece that holds everything together. For ancient Israel, it's the piece that holds everything together. For the church of the Lord Jesus today, he is the centerpiece. He is the anchor. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What is that day? It's the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord? It's the day that Jesus came and laid down his own life for us. It's the day that he came and took upon us the punishment, the death penalty that our sins deserved, so that we could receive the pardon because of his payment. That's the day the Lord has made. Let us, let those of us who've received it, let anyone who has answered God's offer with a yes, I want that, I will take that, let them rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray. Give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. Man, the imagery of Jesus on the cross is just profound here. It's not an altar, it's a cross. You are my God, I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. There's so many dimensions and aspects of God's love for us that we could go into in each one of those sentences, each one of those lyrics from this ancient hymn. But the overriding theme the hook, the chorus that I want us to return to and repeat in our minds is, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. That's why we wanted to just have this special day today, a day of thanksgiving, a day to say thank you. We're so grateful to have been able to spend time with our family this week, as I hope you have been able to as well, to enjoy some bounty in terms of food and fellowship with others. But I've been looking forward to today. I've been looking forward to being together with our faith family to say thank you and to give you an opportunity to hear that from me and my wife, to give you an opportunity to say it to one another. But we do it all because God has created that opportunity through Jesus. He's created a cause, a reason for us to be thankful, by sending His Son. And so all of our gratitude towards others, all of our thanks towards others, is in some sense an echo of a thankful heart towards our Heavenly Father, the greatest provider of all. He's provided salvation for you. He has become salvation for you. If you haven't received that gift of salvation, let today be that day. Please stand with me and bow. We're going to sing in a moment, but I want to just offer a prayer of thanks to our God. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you that we have life, that it's not death for us, but life. We shall not die, but we shall live, all because you're a merciful God. All because you, Lord Jesus, were willing to take a punishment and a penalty that completely belonged to us upon yourself. I pray, Father, that if any soul is here in this room today and is uncertain of your love for them, is uncertain of their eternal destiny, is uncertain of where true hope and true meaning come from, may your Spirit today touch that heart, touch that soul with the good news of Jesus. We have a Lord. We have a God who has not abandoned us. We have a God and a Lord who have not cut us off, but who have invited us in, not by our efforts, but by His own mercy. So let every heart here today receive that. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.